everyone, and welcome to a brand new season of Unlimited Abundance. I know the podcast has been away, and I've been working on many, many projects, and I'm sure, hopefully, many of you follow me on Instagram. So you've kind of seen I've been still everywhere else, really active. It's just I felt like I really needed a creative. It's a lot of pressure, right, when you have many creative outlets and to always be creating in every single outlet. Like, it's just not how creativity works. And although I'm a Mars in Virgo, Capricorn Moon, I definitely believe in like consistency and discipline, I could feel intuitively that I needed a break from the podcast to just kind of like focus my creative energy in other areas and then really come back when I felt like it really was a new season, not just forcing a new season of the podcast, like, okay, here we go, season, you know, next season. But when I felt energetically in my life, a new season was opening too. And it kind of, it really, really beautifully aligned. And it's funny because intuitively, I wanted to start this on the new moon. So it's going to be like the new moon solar eclipse, which I'll talk about. We have so much to talk about as well. But I was just so cold right now to record today. So maybe this one will go up. I kind of wanted to go up today as well. I want them to go out on Monday. So I'm just going to trust the call. Even though my logical mind's like, no, record it, you know, on Wednesday and launch it next week. I just feel like there's a lot of really potent stuff I want to share. And that's kind of like the best, I feel like, feeling to have before starting a podcast, because you just can feel that energy brewing. If you're new to my podcast and you're like, who is she? Then welcome. My name is Paulina. I am a feminine embodiment and business coach, really focusing on sensuality and then structuring your business so that you can operate from a nourished place, not from that girl boss hustle burnout vibe that we see kind of slowly eroding. So yes, that's what I do. Really, it's funny because I used to structure these podcasts more like a theme every time, but I feel like now I kind of want it to be a blend of a few things. Like, it's kind of interesting in all these years, like right now, restructuring is coming to me. I kind of each time want to talk about the energy of the moment because I feel like the astrology is really potent and it's really healing to follow. I think a lot of people, once when I work with them and I like look at it's just, I don't know, I'm like chilled about to say this. Like, when I work with people, my clients and my one-to-one private sessions, which I've been opening up way, I basically reopened my one-to-one private sessions. I only was taking a few people in the past 2 years because I was really focused on courses and I felt recently called to reopen them. So if you ever wanted to work with me privately, you can check the keynotes to book a session. And it's been really amazing. And something that's just been really healing is when I look at someone's, oftentimes in one of our sessions, I like to look at, of course, that person's chart. I'm not doing an in-depth reading or anything like that. I'm just kind of looking for just some highlights, some keys, right? I like to look at that person's houses. I like to look at their sun, their moon, their Venus. Like, I just like to have an overview, right? Just to understand the general framework of the person and, you know, how they operate. And I like to look at their solar return chart, so I know what themes and lessons that they're going through at the moment. And I've been doing this with a few of my clients, and it is like, I don't know, you know, much. I only know what they tell me. And I'm just going off of the solar return chart. I did this with my friend as well last week. And it's like the shock in their eyes when it's exactly what you're saying is what's going on. It just brings such like peace knowing that like you are on the correct timeline in life. You are learning the things you're meant to learn, et cetera, right? I think that's just when you see like, oh my gosh, like this literally is the lesson I'm going through, or like, oh my gosh, this is literally the inspiration I had, or oh my gosh, this is literally what I feel like I should be doing. And then you see that in their chart or in their solar return chart or in their regular chart, like, it's so unbelievable. And so I just feel like astrology is such this deep healing modality in it, aside from like, of course, the knowledge and wisdom and guidance it provides. And I was talking to my friend Josie. She's an astrologer in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. I mean, I know Amsterdam is in the Netherlands, but I don't think she lives exactly in Amsterdam. I think she lives in a different town. Anyway, love you, Josie. But she was in LA last year. We were hanging out and we were literally talking about this, kind of like how healing it is, how just like looking and understanding the themes and the energies in your life give you such like clarity and direction and just like understanding. Like, I don't know, like, it's like if you had a really emotional day and you knew that it was a full moon and so that the emotions are heightened, and this isn't like a conspiracy, this is like factual. On in and around full moons, on full moons there's the most like car accidents, ER call outs, everything like that. So it's like emotions are heightened that day, can make you feel like, oh, like I wasn't crazy, I like my emotions are heightened, so I might have been more sensitive or a little bit more on edge. I know if I don't sleep well, I'm like this. Like if I don't sleep well, you do not want to like be in my vicinity. I am vicious, you know? And so just like understanding those things. So I feel like each week I kind of want to talk about if there's of course, if there's nothing major, you know, we'll kind of gloss over it. But if there's big things like there are this week, then I definitely feel like it's important to share. And then I kind of want to talk about any kind of themes that I'm learning in my life or I'm seeing also in clients because I work with so many people. It's very interesting when people from all over the world, from every different background, from different age groups, different everything, are experiencing similar themes and lessons. Like, that's when I know there's a collective energy. So I want to talk about that. And then I also kind of want to touch on, which I know I usually don't comment, but I kind of just want to touch on like very briefly, like also societal things that are happening and my insight being, you know, having a really deep understanding of metaphysics and spirituality and energy work and all that stuff and healing. I feel like I have a unique view on what is happening in society and why. And also for like reasons of being online, I'm not gonna, you know, go super deep into my own personal views, although I'm sure many can guess. I just kind of want to touch on things as well. So kind of juicy episodes. Also, ideally, I want to keep them shorter. They're usually like an hour. I want to like cut down to like 30 to 45 minutes. But we'll see. I'm a Gemini, you guys. So like this bitch loves to talk. So first, let's talk about the astrology this week because it is literally wild. Like genuinely, it is just buckle on in. So this week, first we had a solar eclipse and a new moon. So I think like I so what I also it's like a side note. I think that because people post about all the astrological events that are always happening, some people kind of get like overwhelmed and don't know what's important slash what's not. Does that make sense? Like people are like, oh, it's this. Oh, it's this full moon. Oh, it's this new moon. Oh, it's this. I mean, in general, all astrological alignments are powerful. Like every day is powerful. Like let's just like start with that, right? Like the moon when it changes and its energy, which I would love to look up. I bet the moon's in Aries right now because I know it was in Pisces, and I'm feeling like so charged up. Moon, I bet it's in Aries. I'm looking it up on a website really quick. I have my phone here. It's oh my God, it's still in Pisces. Wow, interesting. I think it's gonna be in Aries probably tomorrow. Then, because I know it's going to be on Wednesday evening, but essentially the moon is changing every day. Like astrology is powerful and it's ever changing. But because people are always sharing about it, I feel like some people then don't know what is like more influential and less. And granted, certain things are going to affect everyone differently. I always talk about this inside my ceremonies, how like a new moon in Aries, depending on your chart, is going to affect different areas of your life. So if Martha over here is saying, oh, it's going to affect this. But for you, it's like completely different space, or it's not really touching major planets in your chart. It's going to be very different, right? So that's also like another thing to keep in mind. But because people are always sharing, I think it kind of like dilutes. Like people don't know what is more or less potent. And like solar eclipses are so strong, you guys. Like I don't even have a words for it. They're probably like the most potent energy throughout the year, aside from I would say probably the Lion's Gate. Which I still think eclipses are more powerful. Like the Lion's Gate is a very powerful like energy portal to set intentions and to kind of like be in a specific frequency. But eclipses have like the strongest power for change. And they're like a wild card in a way, but when you tune into the energy, you can kind of access it. So we have a solar eclipse and new moon in Aries on, it's like Wednesday night. So Thursday, I'm hosting a ceremony. I host it every year. This is, if you want to come, I highly recommend it. You literally just have to show up on Zoom and I guide you through everything. Like I make it very easy. All you have to do is 5 o'clock. You just log on to your Zoom in a comfy space, grab a notebook and pen, maybe a nice beverage, and you'll be guided through everything. He'll be guided through a meditation, a sound healing, energy work, like everything. I do energy work on the group and a ritual and everything like that. And you'll find out like more in detail about this. But definitely recommend joining. That'll be on Thursday. But they're so powerful. And so, like I was saying, I feel like because so many people are posting, like, oh, it's this or oh, it's this, people are like, okay, whatever, you know, which I get. Like if someone's always posting that there's something going on every week, it kind of gets diluted in your mind. But I just want this to be like your reminder that solar eclipses are really powerful. So whether you're someone who's like always manifesting, you're on it, like you're charging your water, your food, your scripting, like you should definitely come to the ceremony because your energy is probably already, you know, maybe you have more experience, it's a little bit more align. But even if you've never like done any spiritual work, you just listened to my podcast or followed me or whatever it is, and it is your first thing you ever attend, you will have the most powerful results. Like if there's a ceremony to attend and you've never attended one, come to the solar eclipse one, because it is like wild. Essentially, the way I explained it in my post, and I'm going to go much deeper, obviously, at the ceremony going into this, but it's like, okay, when you're, everything is energy and we know this. So when you're manifesting, you're trying to accumulate a specific amount of energy. So it's like, I mean, this isn't the best example, but pregnancy, right? Like the baby's growing and growing and growing and growing until finally it's ready. So similarly with our intentions, right? Like you think about it, that thought has a little bit of energy, but then you like visualize, so that has energy. You think about it with emotion, that has energy. You script it, and you're putting energy, 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 like into a bucket. And when that bucket is full or the energy gets dense enough, it will begin to show signs in the physical realm and or drop into the physical realm, right? Like through people, sorry, I coughed, through people, through places, and me apologizing for my cough, but through people, through places, like it will come through and begin to kind of go from like a thought or something you had and you just can tune into to like your lived experience. It's really cool because the more like attuned you get, this like crossover feels so subtle, meaning like you'll have the vision or the thought, you'll focus your energy there, and it feels so real. So that even when it feels so real, right? This is like the act as if in a way, but like it's so embodied, I should say, that like when it does happen in your physical realm, it's just kind of like, oh, okay. Like, I, you know what I mean? So, this is kind of like a silly example, but I love heels dance classes. Like if you've never seen it, it's basically like sexy dancing, and like you're there, it's in dance heels. You're not just like wearing regular heels, and it's like there's different styles, but essentially it's like if you've ever watched like Playground LA YouTube videos, that's kind of like the vibe. And I remember going to a class, and I know that they film at the end, which is really, really fun. But I knew that I was like, oh my gosh, I was joking with my friend at first. I was like, there's like three people, one in the center and then two in the back, like making a triangle so that the camera can pick up everyone. Essentially, it's like a way that they can film the group quicker, because if every single person were to go by themselves, it would take forever. So this is like a way to like get more people in, right? And I was like, oh my gosh, center spot energy. Like I have to be in the center. So I would visualize like in my meditation, just like organically, like that I'd be in the center. And then the wildest thing. So I was at the class, and you don't really like pick who's in the center. Usually there's one or two things happen. The instructor will like pick, honestly, the best person. I don't mean to say it's like, that's usually how it is, to be in the center of the video. Or like they'll say like, okay, who wants to go? And you kind of like amongst yourselves decide in the most wild way. It's like, imagine just three people stand up and like in 3 seconds you have to decide. So it's kind of like whoever takes charge first kind of thing. So anyway, it's like time to go. They're like, okay, who's going next? I raise my hand, you know, girls raise their hand, and we go up. And I didn't even like, not gonna lie, kind of in the moment got like a little, like not scared, but like, I didn't want to be forceful. Like, I didn't want to be like, I'm going in the center. Like if I had maybe some Leo in my chart, I'd be like that. But the teacher was like, okay, who's going in the center? And another girl, which is so funny because she was so sweet and beautiful. I was like, I need to get her name next time. I was like, oh, and pointed me like, she needs to go in the center. So it was like it was just again, like the energy. So like I would visualize that, and I had visualized with like little resistance, because it's like, it's not really that serious. Like would I have been probably annoyed being in the back? Sure. But like, who cares? But it was like, I visualized it, and it only took a little bit of energy to kind of cross it over the physical realm. Like in my head, I'd already felt like it happened in a way. So then when I went up and she was like, oh, like pointed at me, like you go in the front, the girl, when the girls in our group, it was just like, it didn't even feel, it felt like basically that veil from like non-physical to physical was so, it just felt like it just dropped in so organically and easily, right? So essentially, and I know it's also about side note, people also get like scared of being like in dance classes, and I agree, like it can be intimidating, especially like for me, I'm in LA, so like when I go, a lot of professional dancers go, like people who like they're literal, like they take like multiple classes a day, they're like auditioning for, like their full-time life is dancing. So it can be intimidating like sometimes, because you know, like if I were to be dancing every single day for hours, It would be like, and then I would feel like I was like on the same kind of like page. So it can be intimidating, but don't let that stop you, right? Like, I'm not going to compare myself to a professional dancer because I'm not a professional like dancer in terms of like, that's not my, like what I'm doing all day, every day. You know, like I am more like more of most of my time spent doing spiritual work. So then like, even though I don't think it's good to compare yourself, but if I was going to compare myself, I maybe would compare myself to someone else who's hosting like, I don't know, healing modalities and see what they're doing, you know, even though I don't, but like, or like I train not to, like that would be a better comparison. So I just also side note, like if you ever wanted to take a dance class or you wanted to take a class, like don't be afraid of that. Like, yes, like it's just a human thing that it is like uncomfortable when you feel like something's really difficult and someone's getting it in front of you. Like, this is why I don't snowboard. Like, I'm great at skiing, and I know that if I started snowboarding, I would be bad. So like, I just don't snowboard, but I should. Like, I should put myself out there. But honestly, snowboarding doesn't resonate with me. I don't know if you snowboard. Like, is it, how hard is it? Because I've skied since I was little, so I feel like I'm just comfortable with it. Like the having both feet on one panel and like going down and like having to balance yourself. Sounds like my personal hell. Aside from like being on a plane with really bad turbulence, like that, I just don't like being stuffy, and then turbulence scares me. So I was like, that is like my personal hell, but that snowboarding scares me. Anyway, my little like gibbet at the end is like, don't be afraid to go, obviously do things you want to do. Like, we all get uncomfortable. Like, even me, who I feel like I'm quite confident in that moment, I kind of like back down a little bit. Like, I didn't want to be, I don't know, I didn't want to be, again, like most people don't want to be like that person who's like too much, but those are the kind of people who like move forward. Like my mom, she's the type to like say what, maybe it's also because like as you get older, you care less. My mom's Russian, I'm Russian also, but she's very blunt. Like if she was in line and someone cut her, she would be like, "You cut me." I feel like a lot of people would just kind of like roll their eyes or like show signs of disapproval to those around them and not say anything. That's been like a big thing for me also, just like really embodying like my whatever I'm thinking, like speaking up if something feels misaligned, or speaking up if I desire something. It's been like a big thing, and it's so much easier said than done. But anyway, back to the energy conversation. I always like to give like little real life examples, because I think that sometimes people talk like in circles with no examples, and it just is like, huh? Like, I know someone else posted on Instagram, like so many coaches like just literally post like word vomit, like what you read it and you're like, what is this shit? Like, this makes no sense. So everything I say, I kind of like to give like, okay, like a tangible example. But essentially, but like bigger things, for example, like when I was manifesting our home, it took a long time. Like, I started like visualizing it and like focusing on it and doing a lot of energy work in June of 2020. And it took until February 2021 until we found our place. So that's like quite a long time. I mean, yeah, it's like, you know, June till it's 6, 7, 8 months. So it took a while for that energy to like anchor in. It's not like I just visualized and it happened. It was like so much energy, like so much energy had to go towards it. Like, I mean, my energy, scripting, visualizing, manifesting, rituals, me and my husband thinking about it at the time, part of the time, boyfriend, part of the time, fiance. From when we were manifesting it, we already knew like that. I mean, I could feel that we were going to get engaged like soon, semi soon, not like, like before we moved in essentially. So I was already kind of thinking about where we move next. And so, well, we lived separately, so then we moved in together. I'm like making sure I'm telling the story correctly, but essentially it took a lot of energy to drop in, if that makes sense. Like, it wasn't just like, oh, I put on my vision board and let it go. Like, it took a lot of energy to drop it in. And so the cool thing about solar eclipses, it's like it's bringing that charge. So instead of you having to like output so much energy, it's also why doing stuff in groups is really powerful. So whenever people come inside ceremonies, like which I host every month, whether you're inside Divinity, which is my monthly membership for ceremonies, which most people are, or you just come through the one-time tickets, we're in a group and we're like all having our energy there. We're all putting it towards intention, so it's stronger, right? So like, communities are so powerful, and why, like, you know, in the past when there was like goddesses and in ancient Egypt, like there were circles and priestesses, like things were done often in groups because it was known that like that would heighten energy, right? And so the solar eclipse, it brings in like this lightning bolt of energy. So for if something that would have taken you quite a while to direct enough of your own energy, like think about like drops going into a bucket, like it had taken you a long time to fill up that bucket. This is like a gushing waterfall of energy coming to help you. So this is like the best way I explain it, like in like the simplest of terms, is like you want to be working with this energy because it's powerful and it's like it doesn't come that often, right? Twice a year. So it's and it comes twice a year because right now it'll influence the next 6 months and beyond. So then the next one will like when it keeps going, right? Also, eclipses, for those who want to research deeper, are always like if you can research when it was this exact kind of or similar alignment. My mom was telling me, I forgot how long ago it was, and you can kind of see what's happening around that time. So it can kind of give you greater themes, but essentially this is the first thing I want to highlight is this. It's going to be a solar eclipse and it's like Wednesday night. That's why I'm saying Wednesday slash Thursday. So if you want to learn how to work with this energy and be guided through a ceremony, it's only an hour and a half. And like, I don't know, it's like, I was talking joking with my mom. It's like, if someone told you, do this thing, it's going to change your life and help you achieve your desires. And you're just like, nah, it's kind of funny, you know, like this powerful energy is coming. So definitely come work with it. Even if this is like the only thing you, even if you're not someone who's like always scripting and doing stuff, like this is one something you don't want to miss. So come join me. I'll have, like I said, you can find the link in my bio for a ticket. You can see in the keynotes, you know, there's multiple ways you can join Divinity to get inside. Or you can come through a one-time ticket. You know, I make it feasible through many avenues. The next thing I want to talk about is Mercury will move into retrograde on Friday. We already know a lot about Mercury retrograde. A lot of misinformation comes around when things go mainstream. And so I know it's like seen as this like scary thing. I mean, it can be annoying. Okay, so Mercury retrograde, essentially, what does Mercury represent? Communication, right? And so when it's retrograde, it's like the energy is moving in the opposite direction, which that means reflection. So it means like reflecting on how we're communicating and communicating in many ways, like not in maybe like for you in your business, how you communicate in your job, in your friendships, in your relationships, in your messaging. Like it's like also could be how you communicate to the world. So it's like really revaluing what you're communicating, but because the energy is kind of moving backwards, it can allow things to like not be as smooth, being like you might decide. Like you might make plans for something like this kind of like happened with me and my friends. Like in my head, we were trying to go do this thing on Sunday, okay? And I thought this was like yesterday, but then she was saying how she was busy and doing all these things. So I was like, I took that as like a okay, like we're not doing the thing we were gonna do on Sunday, right? Like it was I just assumed like okay, like we agreed on Sunday, but then she's telling me how she has this thing all weekend and she's busy, so. We're not, I was like, oh, we're not doing it. And we're very chill. Like, her and I are very close. So we kind of have this, like, we're really close, I feel like, energetically, too. So it's kind of like things are unspoken, but we just get each other. So I just was like, oh, yeah, like, she's busy. We're going to do it a different day. But her, she thought we meant, ne I meant next Sunday, which I did say. Actually, I said Monday, but I said Saturday, but in my text, like, I wrote the 29th, but I meant the Sunday. And she yesterday texted me. She's like, oh, like I have it in my calendar for next Sunday at this time. And I was like, oh, I thought we weren't doing it. So then we agreed, like, you know, we'll figure out later. But things like that can happen, right? Like clarify things, double check, confirm the morning of text, like, you know, like make sure you're kind of like solidifying your plans and just making sure you're on the same page and just be extra careful with your technology, right? Like your technology obviously can like glitch stuff at this time. So just be extra careful. Like keep your phone charged, keep a charger on you, like turn off your computer every night and day. Like do it, you know, take care of your technology as well. That's just like a little heads up. Also, we're moving into Taurus season on Friday. And we love Taurus season. I love Taurus season. You know, Taurus represents the home, the body, luxury, material. It's basically the planet, it's the earth. It's an earth sign and it really represents the material realms. And it really represents like kind of like being in tune with the material realms, right? It's like kind of a shadow side and an integrated side. Integrated side is like you bring beauty into the physical, like you decorate your home beautifully. It's also kind of a little bit of a Libra energy as well. Because Venus rules Taurus, right? So it has this Venusian energy. It's like romance. It's like experience. It's like enjoying the physical, like reality, like eating chocolate covered strawberry, feeling the blanket on you. Like it's being very present in the physical. And also, it's like gives you like this extra focus on creating like a solid, I don't want to say like foundation, but almost foundation, like really making sure that your material realm things are taken care of, like keep your house clean, like organize things, like make things enjoyable in your life and structure, like bringing the earth element into your physical reality, right? So if you're kind of usually a little bit floaty, this is a time to be like extra present and really feeling into everything. So Taurus is a really beautiful season. This is a very light highlight, obviously, But those are just like some of the shifts that are happening this week. So you can see it's pretty big. I mean, a shift into a different sign, a new moon, an eclipse, a Mercury retrograde. It's a lot, right? It's a lot of stuff. So that's the first thing that I want to talk about. Oh my gosh. See, like, I feel like it's already been 30 minutes. So the next kind of thing, it's going to be like the kind of wrap up, I guess. Not wrap up, but like, we're going to go to the second half of the chapter. Is I think right now there is like a huge, like, how do I even put this into words? Like a there is like, okay, so whenever I feel like there's an awakening, there's always like a, almost like, I don't use the word, but like almost a psyop. I don't want this to be misconstrued, but there's always like a fake version of it, and then there's the real version of it. And I feel like right now we're seeing such a crazy fake version of the feminine awakening, and then there's like the real feminine awakening, and there's like, it's on a spectrum. That word just is like such a triggering word because it's used so much out of context, right? So I feel like, but I'm gonna explain what I mean. So right now I feel like, for the, let's start with the genuine and true awakening. This is, I feel like, where a lot of my work lies. I feel like a lot of women are desiring to, you know, live a fulfilled life and are realizing that the way that they're structuring their life or reality might be leading to burnout or feeling like overwhelmed or like comparison or a lot of just like these like more shadow emotions or feelings, and just feeling like, why am I not feeling like in tune with this like essence? Like, our femininity and our feminine energy is so organic to us as women. Like, it's like literally encoded in billions of years. Maybe not billions, but in decades and decades and decades and hundreds of thousands of years of DNA, that energy is like archetype. Like, that energy archetype is so deep. Like, it cannot just be like a thought we throw away. So women, especially if you're living in tune and in alignment and you're really like tuning into yourself, right? There's a difference when you're not living in your fullest alignment. When you are and you can feel it, you will have a natural call to like become more attuned to like your natural archetype of energy. And so this is like, well, a lot of my work comes out of my private clients, right? It's a lot of women who often are burnt out or overwhelmed or feel disconnected or don't even know how to start to connect with their feminine. They're like, I know I want to like enjoy and be present and like feel sensual and like live my life. Like, I know I want these things, but I don't know, how do I bridge this gap from like, I'm over here in this kind of like hustle, go, 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 need to be doing something, like, always be productive, like, this is the only way I can succeed, to like, how do I actually like embody it? This is like a really difficult, and it's not a difficult journey, but it requires a lot of inner work, in my opinion, like on the body especially. It's like, and then I want to go to like living in ease and feeling nourished and like embracing all these aspects of myself. This is, I feel like, is a genuine feminine awakening, like wanting to live in tune with your body, your cycle syncing, something I align all my clients with, not in a forced way, like you have to do this, but just with the awareness, okay, this is your cycle. These are the shifts you're going to go through. These are the hormonal shifts you're going to go through. This is what's going to benefit you to do it every part of the month. By the way, if you just want to really go super deep on this, my latest self-study course, Feminine and Nourished, goes very deep into every part of your cycle, the energy behind it, do's and don'ts, understanding like the magic of every phase, like what you can be using, like what each phase, what purpose it can serve for you and how to like utilize it. So from the luteal to the menstrual, the follicular to the ovulatory, we go really, really deep into that. And there's guided meditation / somatic practices for every part of your cycle that you get to keep inside. You get to keep the whole course and like the audio of that. So that's just that's a lot of things. I've noticed a lot of women are just interested in that. So that's just something you're interested in. That's like your main thing. Like, oh, I want to learn all about like cycle syncing and archetypes and all the different phases throughout the month, what I should be doing / shouldn't, or what would be helpful or not helpful, etc. I really recommend taking Feminine and Nourish. Like, it's instant access. You get to keep the whole course. You get to keep all the guided offerings inside. If that's specifically interested, it's really great. There's a lot more in there too. It goes into like the heart womb yoni connection and a healing meditation for that. Like, there, it's very deep, but it really also goes deep into the archetypes as well. So if that's just, I don't know, this is really coming through. Like, if that's like, I feel like something that a lot of people are interested in. And that's a really like deep explanation plus guided, like lived experience. You have to have the lived experience. Like, it's not enough to talk about it. That's why it's very, that whole course is very somatic based. Like, it's very much, I'm going to guide you through the things. Like, I'm not just going to tell you this is this. I want you to feel it. I want you to experience it. And I want you to have the changes, right? That's like I find very important. But then we have the, in my opinion, again, like more of this false flag feminine awakening. And I say this with like literally no like malintent. I'm like just saying this like completely. This is just factual that there are now men who are claiming they're biological men who are now claiming to be women who are winning, who are being like celebrated for being women. Like 7 of the past women of the years have been biological males. I mean, we see this in sports, which is, in my opinion, mental that like obviously. And I'm not going to go super deep into this, but so we're seeing this, in my opinion, very false flag awakening. And with that being said, I don't, of course, I believe that if someone wants to make a decision for their life, that's fine, right? You do you. But I think that it is why it is, what would be the correct word, disrespectful slash just psychotic to celebrate, like call someone woman of the year when they're not a biological. I think it's very disrespectful to women, and the fact that these alleged feminists are like cheering these biological men on as they literally take their places. Like they're like, oh, the patriarchy, and then meanwhile these men are literally like becoming woman of the year and they're like winning, they're winning sports or in the Olympics. I mean, you know, you're not doing yourself any favor. So I feel like this is like much more of the false flag awakening, where from the outside, if you don't analyze anything, you might think, oh, that's like so progressive. But oftentimes something is so progressive, it actually begins to revert and it becomes regressive. And so I think that that's like a huge false flag that we're seeing. And I think the middle ground of all of that, I don't even know if I would say the middle, but another, like it's another like subtopic to this is like the whole girl boss movement, which I think everyone buys into to some point, like hustle, work hard, force yourself, blah, blah. You can do everything this person can do when you're not meant to, you know? And I think a lot of people are deconditioning from that as well, knowing like women function very different hormonal cycles. Women have a different natural innate energy. Of course, all women are different, but there is like a core theme. So I feel like a lot of people are deconditioning from that. And also like, as like observers, not like aligning with people who market that. Like, I feel like the whole girl boss vibe, like is giving people the ick. And I feel like people are seeing through it. I've had so many clients like come to me recently who I feel like would work with people who were in that energy, and it was like so, but meanwhile their actual energy as a person was chaotic. Their branding was like, I work hard, I have all this stuff, but then their energy is chaotic and it's not embodied. So I feel like that's another like deconditioning thing that's happening. So I feel like there's like a lot of stuff happening around the feminine where there are like true and real feminine awakenings where like where you're integrating your shadow and you're feeling into your power and your cycle thinking and you're like honoring your body and honoring your intuition and like letting things flow and, you know, like all that stuff. Then I feel like then there's like the deconditioning process, which kind of is, goes hand in hand of like being like, huh, what are these like lies I've been sold? Like, this does not serve me. And then I think there's this like false flag kind of movement where like people think that there's like progress for women when it's like literally, I don't know, if someone, if like you had someone from like 20, even like 2015, look at what's happening now, they would be shooketh. If someone, I don't know if anyone's seen this clip. I saw it in a video. It's like, okay, it's basically like the Canadian government doing this speech. I don't even want to like mention it unless if you know, you know. And it's like they have like the 2S LGBTQAMP dollar sign plus thing. And then they have like drag queens saying, this is like a government like official statement. And I was watching a bunch of videos that were saying like, if someone were to see this from like 2015 and like someone was like, this is what's going to happen in 2023, like you literally wouldn't believe it. I really like Blair White on YouTube. I like her podcast as well, highly recommend. But she was literally saying like drag queens are clowns. Like it literally is a performance. Like they're literally are clowns. It's not like haha, you're a clown. Like it's like literally you're wearing like makeup and a wig and dancing around. Like it literally is like a clown, and they're literally like up on this like government platform speaking. And this isn't like in any derogatory way, it's just like wild. Like you just wouldn't imagine. And I'm not even gonna talk about the contents of that video because it's I want to be really careful about what I say online, but I'm just saying that we're just seeing such, I think, clearly wild shifts in society that I don't think are always going in the what people perceive as the right direction. I think it's really important to think about the larger agenda of things. I'm not gonna like go deep into my opinions on this. Maybe feel like my close friends or clients or something, but you know, there's, I believe, a much deeper, larger agenda at play having to do with the population. If you hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And so I think we're just seeing all these crazy kind of like shifts. And I think that it's really like when there is a real rise or awakening of something, there always, I find, is going to be like the distortion. That's a good word. And so I feel like there's a genuine rise of feminine awakening. Like I feel like I experience, I feel like so many of my clients experience, I see in so many other women, I really feel like there's a huge feminine awakening. But then there's like the fake, or like the distorted version of that is the best way. That's another thing I've been observing, which has been really interesting. And again, nothing I say, I'm like saying in like any, I think it's really interesting when people get offended when people say like just literal facts. Like if I say like the sky is blue or my laptop is gray or like my phone case is white, like, you know, I'm just saying a fact. I'm just observing the thing. Of course, I'm by no means I'm saying anyone deserves less rights, anyone or like anything at all, even like, you know, into those realms. I'm just saying like a factual perspective. It's a very wild kind of what's happening in like different realms. And so I think it also kind of, all people used to say like in 2020, they would say like, oh, it's gonna be a split, like two railroads. A lot of people would use this metaphor of like people going in two completely different like energetic directions. And I feel like that's what's happening. Like people are like on the organic, you could say, route of like evolution. And then we have like the distorted path in a way. And it's not even evolution, but like we see like a really major split, I feel like, in consciousness. If that's the correct way to even put it. But that's kind of another thing I wanted to speak about. And just, I guess, like, my point with all this is just to, like, be a critical thinker. Like, and I'm sure so many of you guys are, because so many of you guys message me after I post the podcast and are like, oh my gosh, thank you so much for speaking out about this. It's like, be a critical thinker. Like, when there's a narrative being pushed, it's very, I think, it's a good idea to question, what is the agenda? What could be the potential agenda? Who does this narrative benefit? Is there maybe a group that's going to benefit from this? What is this going to cause for society? What is this going to do to future generations? Could there be an agenda with that? Like, beginning to like question things and be a critical thinker instead of just allowing the media to tell you like what to think and to like just virtue signal, because that's what everyone else is doing to gain validation. Like, it's not a way to live. Like, it's so important to like have your own thoughts. And yes, I understand that it's like scary in this world, because if you say anything, even if it's literally a fact, people can like cancel you and get so offended, because people no longer can have discourse and view opposing points of view. Because if you really believe in your point of view, it should be no issue for you to listen to someone else's point of view and have a discussion about it, right? A documentary I highly recommend, by the way, is called What is a Woman? I'm sure you've heard about it. I think Matt Walsh, which I'm sure, yes, he's a little bit aggressive, I won't lie, but the documentary was really, really great. I think highlighted some really major concerns for society. It was really interesting, but essentially my point is like, just be a critical thinker, and it's okay to have different viewpoints than other people. Just because everyone is jumping on this bandwagon of whatever it is at the time, like, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's the correct thing, right? Like, a bunch of people can be doing something. It doesn't mean it's a sign that it's the correct thing. And I know that's like kind of like the final point. I feel like our generations, like, I feel like for me, I'm like on the right of the cusp of millennial. I'm 97. So I feel like I feel like I'm not in Gen Z, even though I think technically they say Gen Z is up to like 90, 97 or 96. But I don't feel like, I feel like I'm not in that energy, I guess. There's nothing wrong with that. I love, like, I have tons of clients who are Gen Z, you know, who are like 20, 21, 22. And then I have much older clients. Most of my clients are actually my age or older, much older. I say most of my clients are in their mid to late 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. But it's, you know, it's like, it just feel like that. It's important. I feel like we're in such an important generation, I guess, millennials and Gen Z, obviously, because we're building like the future and our kids and everything. And so just being like aware of information, like we're being fed and what direction people are trying to guide you in, is so important, because us as a collective, right, are going to be like bringing in the future generations, and we'll be really impacted by like the discourse of the times. And so, yeah, just be a critical thinker, and just a reminder, like, it's okay to have your own opinion about things. I feel like, I get it, it is so scary to like say your opinion, because people are just so easily offended these days. But I just really like want to remind people that, like, you don't need to agree with everyone just because someone's saying something. You can question things. Like, it's so healthy to question things. It's bizarre to me that questioning things, like, it's crazy. I would want you to question me. I don't expect people to take everything I say at face value. If you resonate and you maybe you've trusted me because you've been with me for years and you kind of seen me as a person, then that's amazing. But same thing, like if I say something and you want to look deeper in it, you want to think critically about it, like I think that that should be encouraged. And I think anyone who blindly pushes you to believe what they're saying probably is saying something that's, I don't know, like not at fully accurate, not fully true. If they don't want you to think about it, they don't want you to research it, they don't want you to debate it, they don't want you to go deeper into it. That's not a sign of like a healthy, you know, a narrative or a healthy viewpoint. So for me, I always say like, well, if you're interested in something, if you resonate, you resonate. If you don't, you don't. There's I'm not pushing like a narrative or an agenda, right? I'm just simply sharing from my kind of viewpoint. So that's kind of the final thing I wanted to say because I feel like a lot of people are feeling these things and. I know, I just kind of want to put a voice to it. And yeah, and just essentially trust yourself, right? Like trust what you're feeling and allow yourself to think critically. Like just let yourself be like, huh, okay, let me just like sit with this before I like just agree or take a side on things, right? I think it's just like good to like observe. So yeah, that is my message for today, right? And I feel like it's so beautiful that so many people are going through their own genuine feminine awakening. And I love helping women shift from kind of like that almost like body programming of do, 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 go, 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 go to truly kind of like feeling settled in their nervous system and at ease and really being able to like live and flourish and enjoy their lives. It's such a big passion of mine because I feel like I had that very deeply ingrained. I was always like an overachiever in school and everything, like all A's, great SAT scores, all the things. And I feel like for me, it was a really big part to like shift into, and I still like I'm a doer, like I'm a Gemini, I have like a lot of energy, you know, I'm not like a just chilling zen vibe all the time, but I feel like I've really gone back into my body and be able to create like in flow with my natural body's rhythms and cycles, and that's what I also aim to help other women do. So yes, thank you for tuning into today's episode. I would love to hear your feedback on Instagram if you anything I said resonate with you, if you want to chat. I'm so happy, I love opening a dialogue. If you have a moment to rate this podcast, it helps me so much. Literally, if you're on Spotify or whatever platform you're on, if you could just give me hopefully 5 stars. It really helps this channel grow. I do this podcast, as you see, for the vibes. So I love giving my time and sharing my thoughts on here. And it would be such a beautiful energy exchange if you could just give me a rating back. It really helps me out. Thank you for tuning in. I want to say podcasts from now on will be on Mondays. I really like that. I love like having a new podcast on Monday. So I kind of want to do it that way. So yeah, stay tuned and welcome to a brand new season. I think we're gonna have a lot to explore with and play this season. Thank you for tuning in. I'll have everything I mentioned down below, as well as other upcoming events like Erotic Drip, my guided sensual movement, meditation, and energy work class on Sunday. It's 1 hour, it's beautiful. We get into our bodies through guided meditation. I guide you through like a floor work dance kind of routine, not routine, but like some movement so that you have like a structure, not just like go on the floor, but I guide you through movement. And then we take that energy that we've created, that sensual energy, and we direct it towards our desires and wishes and intentions and dreams. That's on Sunday. It's the second one. The first one was so amazing. So I'll be at 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific, full recording included. I'll have everything, all my details in the keynote. So definitely check that out if you're interested in anything I mentioned. And I will see you guys next week on Unlimited Abundance. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye, everyone.